From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guests today are Bossy and Nick Chagall from the legendary German trance duo Cosmic Gate. For the past decade, these artists have been at the forefront of the dance music movement, releasing seminal club anthems like Firewire and getting massive plays from some of the biggest DJs in the world, including Tiesto and Armin van Buuren. The DJ duo, which has been a mainstay in the DJ Mag Top 100 poll for the past few years, has a new album out on Black Hole Recordings called Wake Your Mind. We'll be discussing just how far the pair has come, both sonically and evolutionarily, over the past 10 plus years. Cosmic Gate will be performing at Exchange in LA tomorrow night, that's November 23rd, and you can catch them on New Year's at Countdown 2012 at the Alameda County Fairgrounds, just outside of San Francisco, with Sidney Samson, Diplo, Tie-Dye, Showtech, Whippenberg, and a whole host of amazing DJs. Today's show is brought to you by DJ Tech. They've got all the live production and studio gear you need. From beginners to touring professionals, DJ Tech has the goods for you. They're putting up a DJM 303 mixer, an iDance Zero, and the massive U2 workstation for the top finalists in the Unts Challenge 2, which is mere hours away from completion. We've got 8 finalists going head-to-head in our Battle Royale. Please visit theunts.com/theuntschallenge2 to cast your vote before midnight Pacific Standard Time for who you'd like to see open for Lotus sometime next year, produce their own EP at What Music for free, and win some amazing gear from DJ Tech Pro. I'd like to start by examining each of your lives before you met, the sort of pre-Cosmic Gate era. That means we have to go back to the beginning. I want to talk about the music of your childhood and what were these songs that were inspiring you as a child, and now maybe we see hints of that with the Cosmic Gate sound. Bossy, let's start with you. You were born and raised in Germany?
Absolutely.
And so you were influenced, I imagine, by the European pop music of the time, and certainly American dance tunes that were coming across, and American pop tunes that were coming across the pond.
Yeah, I would say that my influences are pretty wide, from the 70s, beginning 80s. Yeah, but when in the beginning of the 80s, like say that first electronic movement started, I was actually right into it, like from say Italo disco to Depeche Mode. But I was like, yeah, I liked all these.
Were you really influenced by a lot of the German composers and producers who were very instrumental in that electronic era? Certainly Kraftwerk and maybe even Gary Numan.
I would say even more like English synth sound. Kraftwerk is from the same city that we are from. Kraftwerk sure was big influence. I would say Newman style is even closer back then, at least.
And Nick Chagall, you were exposed to the dance music of the time at an early age. Did you have a concept of what it was to DJ and produce this type of music, or was the whole concept foreign to you? Did you understand? These aren't musicians sitting down necessarily with their instruments and collaborating. This could be one person, a producer, sitting down and creating this music, maybe not at a computer, but using old samplers and sequencers.
Honestly, when I started, I was more just into DJing, which is strange because I had piano lessons for like 8 to 10 years. But I was just about to play. I had an older brother who introduced me to all these tracks and to the club scene. And then after like a few years of playing in the club, I met someone who had a studio and introduced me to the whole thing. And yeah, that's how it started.
So you were then classically trained. So you have a very tight grip on theory and composition and all of that?
Yeah, as said, I mean, I can play piano quite well. So I think that helps a lot. And when I started to produce, that was the problem. I could play piano, but I had no idea how to, I mean, the whole hi-hats, the whole groove, everything is so important. So I it really took me like I think 3-4 years at least to have proper release. So
yeah, that was actually the time that we met, and it was really all a learning by doing yeah. process mm-hmm. that Nick and his former partners gone through. But this was actually the same that was counting from my side too. You just bought your samplers and your keyboards yeah. and you just were trying things, and back then really you started on the Atari ST most of the time before you got a proper Mac computer later on.
And it wasn't at that time, it wasn't like nowadays that you have so many good samples. Nowadays it's mm-hmm. much more easier because you can buy like a lot of sample CDs with good sound quality, but back then it was so hard to even have a good bass drum. It was like a real hard goal to reach. So it was yeah.
When you first get into the producing game and you start finding yourself working with labels who have the money, were you then able to actually work with professional musicians and get the right studio musicians to help you create your sound, or were you just making do with the sort of subpar samples that you had?
Exactly, we just did everything on our own,
and it's still like this. Yeah. It's like we do everything from A to Z. There is no arranger. There is no one helping. Maybe there is some vocal recording that will be done in a professional studio or so, but we actually always get our vocal recordings direct from
singers,
from the singers and songwriters. But for the rest, all the production is done in the home studio. And this studio, going back to the question before, it was all a long learning process. But what is there is yeah. from scratch. Yeah.
And it, as you said, it was back then, it was so expensive that you had to somehow get together with other people maybe to get the money together to even have like a proper equipment to do like nice tracks.
So, yeah, because now it's yeah. like, you know, you just need a computer and some plugins and some monitors and a keyboard. And back then it was like, yeah, it was actually always like this, that 2-3 people were putting their money and their equipment together and get one studio, because it was impossible to get all that money for someone that doesn't have a millionaire in his family.
That's the title track from Cosmic Gate's Wake Your Mind featuring Carey Brothers. So at the time when the two of you met in Köln more than a decade ago, it sounds like Nick certainly had a partner he was producing with at the time. Did both of you have a sort of concept before Cosmic Gate was firmly founded? Did you have the concept of what your role was when you were working with a partner? Did you have any idea how to work with someone else? I mean, obviously, as a dedicated musician, you have rhythms and melodies running through your head, but when you work with somebody else, the ideas shift and get diluted and maybe added to and changed. I wonder how these early years of figuring out how best you work together, how those went.
I was more working with guys that couldn't produce themselves. They were more like given ideas and like, yeah, like decide what is good, what is maybe not that good if we go for a melody or for that groove. So yeah, I did the whole production, but I had always someone with me that was with me in the studio and yeah, as said, like decided where we go to.
Yeah, and actually now it's the same. I always could do my own things, but Nick he's so fast and he's so skilled with his with the theory what he learned when he was a little, let me say, a little boy.
Yeah,
because he started when you were 8, right?
Yeah,
and so yeah, and we got there together to go back to these beginnings. We knew us. We've been hanging out on a party or two, and then we got closer through a friend visiting us in our residence clubs and releasing finally for the same label that I have been working for also in the office. And then yeah, suddenly one day we were sitting alone in the studio after the other guys left, and we were just talking and chatting and having a good time and just yeah. This was really a fun jam session.
3 hours later, the first track was done. And we had no idea that this is the beginning of Cosmic Gate, honestly. It was just one afternoon with a nice, as you said, nice chat and nice production.
And so in that time, in that decade, that creative process has more or less remained unchanged. You still have the same sort of approach when you're in the studio.
Yeah,
actually, yes.
Totally. Never change a winning team. Yeah,
the whole equipment we work on got from analog and all these old synthesizers, drum computers, back to what I said before, to there is only a fully loaded Mac computer, and that's it.
Yeah.
So this changed, but the way of working is 100% the same.
And you know, with all this technology like Skype, like, you know, you've got these fast internet connections, you no longer have to be together in the studio to work, but that's still how you work best. And you know, your connection is so deep that's just, you don't want to change that winning combination.
Exactly, because you have the reaction like right away. It's not. But if you're together in the studio, you get it like right away, and you can decide.
Yeah, we sometimes don't even have to talk. Just feel right away if the other one is really full on a go or not. And if one of us is only like not really certain, we skip the idea. Then we go on.
But you're right. We could do that. It still would work, but it's definitely a lot better like
different,
it is.
Yeah. Because you kind of, when you're in one room, you feel the same moods. And when we send stuff up and down, it's different.
That makes sense. The trance industry itself has changed so much over the past decade. How has your own sound evolved? I understand it's difficult while you're in the midst of it to see how your own sound is progressing. But looking back on you know, your 5 releases, have you felt like you've moved along with the industry or are moved counter to it? How do you see your own body of work in retrospect?
Oh, this is something we may talk forever now about. It's like, yeah, one aspect for sure is that I guess, or we think that we have our own handwriting. Cosmic Gate kind of has kind of a sound, but one thing, you can't just totally ignore it. But we always follow our heart and certain directions that the whole industry is moving to, that the music sounds these days we don't like at all, but again, we can't ignore it, but we always try to to put our hearts into it, and we just, as Nick said before, we just play, and when there's something, the basics that we both like, we go for it. We don't have a master plan to produce music that sounds a certain way. It just happens, and we want things to happen because this for us is the best thing in art, when things go with the flow, and there's something the two guys hopefully get each other, be like, this is what we like, and hopefully some people like it too. That's how we work for 12 years.
Totally. And I think what influences us the most is for sure the traveling, and also how the people react in the club to certain tracks. So that's in your mind when you're in the studio. You're always like, for me, it's like I always imagine, like, how does it work
in
the club? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like when you produce, especially the arrangement, we'll put it down right away, not a long filter drive or so. People start screaming. And this is something that's from the production side, helping a lot that we DJ. So we get a lot of influences, of course, from the DJ. From Missouri.
Gate to hear the lyrics Born Lies Times 3 remix from Keys and Crates. Their Blackout EP is out now. Here's the Polish Ambassador. Polish Ambassador's remix of Manu Chao's Dia Luna, Dia Peña. Let's get back to Cosmic Gate. Here's their single, Be Your Sound, featuring Emma Hewitt. Wake Your Mind, the two of you have said you wanted the album to be dramatically new and different. Did you feel like you were able to build the sound without alienating diehard Cosmic Gate fans?
We wanted a lot of new fans, a lot of people writing us like, we are not into trance or electronic music in general, but we like what you guys do. And this is really, yeah, then we look at each other like, this is a something we like.
And especially when we do an album,
it's not to do some club stormers for this. We don't produce an album. It should show a wide range of influences that we have and had during our lives. And yeah, we want to just deliver fun music that listen to, can dance to, and that hopefully gets a smile on their faces and a good feeling in their hearts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about one of your more recent singles, Be Your Sound, featuring the vocals of the lovely Emma Hewitt. I'd like to walk through the process. At the outset, do you now anticipate you'll be working with a vocalist or lyricist on each track? Or do you only have a concept of adding vocals and adding perhaps a chorus only as you get further along in the track and decide, you know, this needs another element, and that element is generally vocals?
Sometimes that happens, but most of the times it's that we think that we know we want to do a vocal track, and then we do like a backing extra for that. So it's very rare. It happened very rare, I think, that we the vocal to like an
existing
just
track.
Existing, just instrumental track. Most of the times, I would say like 90-95%. We do the demo exactly for vocal, yeah, for a songwriter to write some lyrics and
yeah. And actually, talking about beer sound, for the first time this track, we have been actually working the other way around, because we got this vocal delivered by Emma, but yeah, we listened to it and we loved it.
And it was just some harmonies, no real song, just the lyrics and yeah, some strings. And yeah, we loved it. Then we built a whole song around it.
So this first time was, yeah, the vocal existed before the music.
Yeah.
That's great. And then it must have been nice to get out of the studio and roam around the beaches of Malibu for the video.
Yeah, definitely.
Malibu was beautiful.
Yeah.
Haven't been there, actually. We've been in LA a lot. We're in LA again today, but we've never been in Malibu till we did the video. So, beautiful spot.
So, speaking of getting out there, you have a few more dates left on the American leg of the tour. How have audiences, especially American audiences, been reacting to your sound? I wonder if you have a different approach when you're playing in the U.S. versus Europe or South America or Australia.
What we see here for us in the U.S. is that maybe because it's newer, we don't know, but the people are very open-minded. When we play a set here, you can play a progressive and trance, and they are open to very new tracks. It's really fun for us to play here. So yeah,
that's fantastic. Wake Your Mind is out now. We love it. We can't wait to catch you out on tour. DJ Bossy, Nick Chagall, thanks so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's going to do it for this week's episode. Special thanks go to Emily Tan with Emily Tan Media Relations, and of course, my guests, Nick Chagall and Bossy. Their record, Wake Your Mind, is available now on Black Hole Recordings. You can catch Cosmic Gate tomorrow, that's November 23rd, at Exchange in LA, and they're headlining Countdown 2012 at the Alameda County Fairgrounds on New Year's Eve with Diplo, Whippenberg, Showtech, and more. Remember, today's show is brought to you by DJ Tech. For the best in DJ gear and accessories, visit djtechpro.com to check out the vast array of mixers, workstations, and toys for DJs of all stripes. Please hurry up and vote at theunce.com/theuncechallenge2 for your favorite track in this year's contest. We've got 8 finalists battling it out for the top spot, and there are only a few hours left to decide the winner. This thing is neck and neck. Win tickets to the UNS.com's second anniversary show at Temple in San Francisco on Friday, December 16th, featuring Nick Grit, DNA Beats, Freddie Todd, Gold Rush, and more by visiting the UNS.com/contests. We're also giving you a chance to win Borgore, Figure, and Tipper tickets. Please visit the UNS.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunce.com. That's A-N-A-N-D @theunce.com. Join the conversation at the UNS podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week with our special 100th episode.